Chapter 16. Aboard the Jade Shadow.
Luke sat back in the pilot's seat, blowing out a heavy breath. Little Alana was proving to be a bit too clever for her great uncle's own good. Leia, as could be expected, had taken charge of the situation and defused it expertly. 3PO, flustered and alternately apologetic and defensive, had hastily transmitted the data and signed off. It had been a long day, filled with all kinds of things Luke really would rather not have had to deal with. Dion Stad had snapped, attacked a guard, stolen a speeder bike, and very nearly caused a political crisis that would have shaken a culture to its core. Luke had overheard his son, the Jedi Knight, telling jokes to a Sith apprentice who was giggling at them as if she were nothing more than an ordinary 16-year-old girl. Luke had to admit, he wasn't sure which incident bothered him more. And that simple fact really bothered him. They had returned with Dion still unconscious, and there was now the question of what to do with him. Luke had realized at once they had to sell the yacht that had once belonged to Vistara and now Dion. He was fine with that. The credits could go towards supplies. They'd need to keep Dion very close at hand, and Luke was not about to let one of the Siths have the yacht. Had this still been the vessel of the Emperor's hand, no doubt there would be a special area used for the stashing of prisoners, and it wouldn't be luxury quarters. But the Jade Shadow had been adapted for the use of Mara Jade Skywalker, and while Mara was certainly not one to embark on any kind of journey, short or long, without being prepared for any contingency, there was no prisoner cell, per se. There was, however, a sick bay, which included a bed with pretty decent restraints and a veritable laboratory of medicinal supplies. Dion was now tranquilized, with a drip pouring a constant, comforting stream of chemicals into his body. He was strapped down at chest, waist, wrists, and thighs, with a set of stun cuffs on his ankles for good measure. He was hooked up to a monitor that would send an alert throughout the ship if his status changed, and Luke had set up a small mouse droid to watch him at all times. Ben's contribution was to hang his Vorcha stun stick beside the door within easy reach. He had not had cause to use it, not yet, but Tadar Ro, the Angti monk who had given it to Ben, seemed to think it was extremely powerful.
"It's a gift from rock guys designed to drop their enemies," Ben had pointed out. "I'm sure it packs a wallop."
All in all, it was a far cry from the setup at the Jedi Temple back on Coruscant, and much less than Luke would have preferred. But it would have to do. He felt fairly confident that they would be able to restrain Dion for a while. At least Dion wasn't a trained Jedi Knight, nor was his ability with the Force particularly strong. Luke was grateful for small favors. After they had secured Dion, Ben said with a completely failed effort at casualness,
"I'm going to check on Vistara, see how she's doing."
"You do that," Luke had said. "Then tell her we're taking a walk and we're locking her in her quarters while we're gone." Ben's red brows drew together.
"What?"
"You heard me, son." Luke's voice was calm, but brooked no argument. Dion's restrained, but he could be very dangerous, and dangerous people have often been employed by the Sith.
"I can't believe you just said that,"
Ben said, his voice rising. His blue eyes snapped with anger and hurt.
"She's the one who brought him down, Dad."
"I am aware of that," Luke said, tapping into the Force to keep his own rising irritation at bay. "But you were right there with her. She might well have done something very different had you not been."
"When are you—"
"Ben." Luke put the Force behind the words so that Ben would know he was very serious indeed. "Go tell Vistara, activate the exterior controls on her door, and then come meet me outside."